Small enough. She made me take 5 toothbrushes and pack the dogs, their bones in a trunk and a suitcase on wheels. She did not make me pack the dogs. She told me no one else could see them. If I put my hands on their ribs, I would fade from view like a bee digging into pollen. I left my mother. She had almost taken root in the couch, but she fought me when I cleaned out the freezer when I threw the meat in our trash can. She picked up the dog skins and draped them over the couch like blankets. She smeared the blood on her face like makeup. She made blood vines on her arms, drawing intricate leaves. She didn't fight. She smeared the blood on her face like makeup. My mother molds, a vessel of muscle rot and mingled blood. I could not leave her. I poured holy water down her shoulders, and she shrank small enough to fit in the trunk. She sloshed around in there like a sea monkey. I called the high school and withdrew. I turned in my last assignments, the pages all carrying a subtle watermark. I didn't call the school. I fucked a friend instead, in his parents' pool house, gently kneading his shoulders. My mouth kept missing his. Ash filled my eyes. They were silver like a gum wrapper. They were dark like an oily sea. I bit his shoulder hard. I called the school. I didn't turn in anything. I left my mother, shrunken, the size of a raccoon, on our living room couch. She put her whole face in a mug of coffee. She smiled up at me with her miniature features. She died, and I saw her soul rising, pink and gold, crackling like a bottled electrical storm.